Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
Sign this 6 times. No, once. Once here.
When Boris Johnson actually signed that much-fought-over Brexit trade deal with the EU in January 2020, he lifted the 1,200-page tome for the photographers and said...
Folks, this is it. I know the question you will all be asking yourselves is, have I read it? The answer is yes.
But did he understand it? His former right-hand man, Dominic Cummings, claims the PM never had a Scooby-Doo about what he'd signed in a series of tweets. And more than that, Cummings said the plan was always to ditch the bits we didn't like, including the controversial Northern Ireland Protocol. That's the part of the deal that made sure there would be no checks on goods on the mainland between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. But it's never been perfect. There are issues around areas like chilled meats, and that's causing supply chain disruptions, as well as political rows about whether or not the protocols created a new trade border with the UK. So, more negotiations over the Brexit deal have been done, but what are they? And will Britain stick to them this time? The Evening Standard's Jack Kessler's with me. Jack, are we looking at a major overhaul of the agreement?
Well, David Frost, who's effectively the UK's continuity Brexit secretary, will certainly hope so. But if he's after very substantial changes, specifically on rooting out European Court of Justice adjudication, then he's unlikely to get that. But from the EU's perspective, they will feel like they are offering fairly substantial changes when it comes to, you know, things like chilled meats and medicines in terms of the ease of getting things between GB and Northern Ireland.
So is anyone likely to be happy with this?
That's one thing I can say with confidence, no, because the point of Brexit isn't to make anyone happy. Leavers aren't happy, obviously Remainers aren't happy, the Europeans aren't happy, civil servants aren't happy because they're doing so much more work. I think lawyers are probably happy. I think it's yet another good day to be a lawyer.
Ireland's Leo Varadkar says Britain can't be trusted. I mean, this is coming off the back of Dominic Cummings revealing all about the Brexit master plan on Twitter last night. Can the EU trust Britain?
I'm not sure they should. I mean, the ink on the deal is barely dry. It was sold to the British people as a brilliant deal. It was sold to the EU as, well, we've signed it, so presumably the British will stick to it. And I'm less worried about, you know, does it reflect well on Britain? Well, no, it doesn't. But if we want other countries to sign new trade deals with us, or there's this big international investment in Britain meeting next week, and big investors want to invest in strong economies with stable institutions and stable regulatory frameworks, and that's just a lot more difficult to make that case for Britain when, you know, we sign treaties in recent months and years, and then it turns out we had our fingers behind our backs.
So why do you think the EU has gone into these negotiations? Why is it making these changes and these compromises?
Well, I do think there are serious issues with regards to the protocol, and they want to avoid, in many ways, the worst case scenario, which would be either side unilaterally pulling out or rather triggering Article 16. And, you know, the reason why this matters so much is nothing less important than peace on the island of Ireland, that there is an open border between North and South. It's a really big deal. And there's been the troubles are very much recent memory. And so the stakes are really high. It's just a question of whether the two sides in negotiations can come to an agreement. But, you know, people's lives in the Republic of Ireland, in Northern Ireland, and Britain are really affected by this.
I do wonder what happened to the Brexit that more than half of this country voted for in 2016. It doesn't exist anymore, does it? I mean, we've had to give haulage drivers, visa applications from Europe and things. That's not what people voted for.
So we've left the EU on, we did that at the end of January 2020, and we left the GB, left the Single Market and Customs Union at the end of 2020, but we've not got Brexit done because Brexit is a process, not an event. And I sort of feel that, you know, Article 50 or so, 2016, it's all about Article 16 now. Is it what people voted for? Well, they voted for to leave, and that's what happened. And, you know, the options open to the UK haven't changed since that moment, which is, you know, you either have a hard border on the island of Ireland, which is unacceptable to basically everyone. You have a hard border in the Irish Sea, which is, well, was unacceptable to unionists, and now it turns out the UK government as well. Or you have a whole UK backstop, which was unacceptable to the UK government at the time. So, you know, the hard choices have been deferred, but they still exist.
So are these negotiations the last ones, or are we going to be continuing to have this evolving Brexit, I suppose, for a good few years to come, maybe, Jack?
We will be negotiating with the EU forever, because they're the people who live next door. It's like separating from your partner and you've got kids and expecting that that's the end of the matter. But we should want to have deep, close, meaningful relationships with the EU and call them our partners and actually mean it, because our prosperity, whether we like it or not, is fundamentally linked to the European Union. We do more trade with Ireland than we do with China because trade gravity exists. We can literally see France from bits of England. Northern Ireland is connected to the Republic. And so we can't wish these problems away, nor should we, because our prosperity will forever be linked to EU prosperity. And that's a good thing, because it means that we're less likely to, you know, go to war and stuff.
And that's The Leader. There's more on this in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. Follow the live blog for breaking news. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.